heard something about the Ashtakaliya Leela of Radha and Krishna. And they have also heard that you require a certain spiritual qualification in order to perform the meditation, and they have understood that this will come to us later. But there is also an Ashtakaliya meditation about the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. A devotee wants to know what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does throughout the 8 periods of the day so that he can think of him. Venugopal, for instance, is newly engaged, and he will know precisely what his future wife is doing at this time of the year. I can guarantee you. He is fully aware, which is natural, because if you want to develop a relationship, you should be interested. What is this person doing at this time? This is not I hope I explain it in a proper way. So if you want to develop a relationship with Krishna or with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you should be knowing what is he doing at this time. Draupadi, this is clear? So we can read the concrete information in Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's work, Gauranga Leela Smaranam, I think it's called. Yes, something like this. And today we will enter into the sweet daily pastimes of Gauranga. I will only devote one day to this, and will talk of two times, and that is what Lord Chaitanya does between 6 o'clock, that's in 10 minutes, and at 24 minutes past 8. I thought I would prepare you a little bit, so that when the time actually comes, we can meditate. I have also thought about this, because during this time we always perform the Aratik, Gaura Aratik, and it will help us to know what is the Lord doing at this time. Hare Krishna. Are you interested in this subject?
Yes.
Thank you. Ben, I just come from Italy, and I am very inspired by the sweet language there. It's all right. It's not so important. Yes. So between 6 and 8:24, it's not 8:25, and also not 8:23. It's 8:24 past midday. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes with his very dear friends down to Mother Ganga. And before he enters Mother Ganga's warm embrace, he performs the Ganga Puja. This is also what we can learn when we come to Shida Mayapur. You can bring simple articles with you and follow the example of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You can offer some incense, and maybe some light or flowers. Or when you are very poor or you have not remembered to bring any articles with you and you stand in the middle of Mother Ganga, you can just take with your two palms a little Ganga water like this. Make 3 circles and then pour the Ganga water into the Ganga, saying, Mother, all I have is what you gave me. Like a child. Huh? Sometimes Gaurangi tells her little boy, Nanda Gopal, you must give a donation to Guru Maharaj. And then he becomes all fired up. The little boy takes the envelope and runs and says, pays his most humble obeisances, and then gives a donation. And you know that Lakshmi which he has given is not Nanda Gopal's Lakshmi. It's what the mother has given Nanda Gopal. So in the same way, a devotee who considers himself a child of Mother Ganga will take what mother gives, that is a little water, and goes shh and pour it into the Ganga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did a Ganga puja with ghee lamps, flowers and other articles. Then he bathed, and sometimes he played with his devotees in the Ganga, and then he went home. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu often said, I'm sorry, I can't get accustomed to this. He often said, in this world I have two mothers, Sachi Mata, that's why he is known as Sachi Nandan, the son of Mother Sachi, and Ganga Mai Ki. Thank you. So when he came home from one of his mothers, that is Ganga Mai, he came to another of his mother, Mother Sachi, and there was a fresh silken dhoti waiting for him. One servant usually comes at that time and calms Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's hair and prepares a very interesting frisura. Who knows the frisura of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He often has a top knot. Maybe our Matajis here have a top knot. Let's see. Yes, our dancer from Ljubljana, yes, that is you. She has a top, we can all look at her. I'm sorry, I don't want to embarrass you. Let us not look too long at her, just briefly. This is a style preferred also by European ladies, but it is a style which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has. So whenever we see someone with a top knot, we can remember Gauranga. And there is usually pearls around his top knot, and then the pearls go this way. Beautiful. So his hair, his frisura is arranged like this, because when one comes from bathing, the frisura is a little in disorder. Then Lord Gauranga worships the family deity, which is a small Adokshaya Vishnu. It's this big. He worshipped that. Now, later, this became a problem. Because later, when Lord Chaitanya showed this divine ecstasies more frequently, he would cry as soon as he saw the deity being reminded of Lord Krishna, and all his cloth, which was just very new, you know, very fresh, would become wet with the tears. And at that time, he changed the cloth into another set. Then again, he cried so much that everything became wet. Again, the third time he had to change. And then he said to Gadadhar, I'm disqualified for puja. You please worship Hare Krishna. When Lord Chaitanya, after he was dressed, Mahaprabhu, and this is very common, went into a deep meditation. He remembered how Krishna takes his evening bath in Vrindavan. At that time, Mother Yashoda tells the gopis, please bathe Krishna. And the gopis are very enthusiastic. All their desires are fulfilled. They can bathe Lord Krishna with fresh corn shells and Yamuna water. And then Krishna goes like, oh! And the gopis go, and Mother Yashoda comes, what did you do with my little darling boy? When you rubbed him, you were just too rudy. Too grubov, yes. Too grubov. Typical. You have to do it very, very softly. He's, my Gopal is very soft. And the gopis look like, why does he always make such jokes? We were so soft with him. And Lord Chaitanya remembers all of this. He remembers how Krishna, after his bath, goes into the assembly hall in Braj, enters the assembly hall with Krishna Balaram, and he remembers how then all kinds of acrobatic people come and dance. There's one dance, Divya Nayaka. They put a bamboo pole, a long bamboo tall, and then one artist walks and dances on it, and he has some plates and jungles with the plates, and it's very artistically, but no one looks at the artist. All the Brijbasis who are there for the acrobatic show have only eyes for Krishna and Balaram. But the artist is not frustrated, because he thinks, well, Krishna Balaram is much better to look at. And he also only looks at Krishna Balaram, at nothing more. So mislite. He goes like, and only see Krishna has something on the nose, and so on. And then comes someone, they are called Madhukanta and Snigdhakanta. They go in the court and sing about what Krishna has done throughout the days. So this is the daily news. It is conferred by singing. Krishna did this, and he killed that demon. And they immediately have all the news and write them down in poetry and sing them. And everyone listens and looks at Krishna and Balaram, and just tears of love glide down, and then it's wonderful. So Lord Chaitanya remembers this and other pastimes. And then he also eats dinner, and then he goes outside his home to sit on a beautiful Singhasan. Singhasan is the lion's seat. It is a very nicely carved seat. And eats a little Vishnu Mahaprasad at the end. I think you can understand from this, he very much gives the example what we should do in the evening. At this moment, something very wonderful happens. The four directions, east, west, south, north, begin to shake. Why? Because all of Navadvip starts to sing and dance in great ecstasy. At this time, the lamps in Navadvip are lit, and they shine at the pathways. And Lord Chaitanya leaves his house like a maddened elephant. Where does Lord Chaitanya go? I cannot understand you acoustically. Kirtan. Yeah, but what address? Shriva Sangam. Yes. You know everything. That is the house of his dear devotee Shrivas. The house of Shivas is very, very beautiful, and really it consists of more than five houses and a big wall around them, and one is the Kirtan hall. Who of you has visited Srivasangam in Shidamayapur by Maya? Not so many, but some. And of course it's another building now. The building is not the same, but they had a very beautiful kirtan hall there. So Lord Chaitanya would travel like a maddened elephant. He would not always go straight, in other words, due to ecstatic emotions. And when he arrives at Srivas Thakur's and Malini's house, this ideal Grihastha couple first wash his feet. And then they make a little aratik. Mukunda is there, Murari, Sridhar. Please repeat after me, because we will be purified by glorifying the devotees. Mukunda, Murari, Sridhar, Haridas, Narahari, Shuklambara, and Brakeshwara. Brakeshwara is Pandit, he's also called, is an incarnation of Tungavitya Gopi. He is, for Gauranga Lila, the dancer of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was expert in dancing for 72 hours without stopping. He would not even eat. 72 hours. He would dance. Mahaprabhu saw, when he saw the dancing of Vrakeshwara Pandit, he felt extremely enthusiastic, and he said, if I would have another person like you, Vrakeshwara, I would be able to fly in the sky. Don't we feel this when we see Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj dancing, and he's going really into it? We also become young again, isn't it? Have you experienced this? I have experienced this also. And it is inspiring to see this. So Vrakeshwara Pandit is Mahaprabhu's dancing expert. He sits down, and then the typical aratik ceremony is described, which we have in our aratik song. You know, Nitai Chanda, or Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, at that time holds an umbrella above Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give him shade and also to worship him. Gadadha waves a chamara fan. And do you know who's the pujari? This Lord Brahma? That is here in this world. But we talk now about the daily pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, which take place next to Golok. Golok has two departments, and that is the spiritual world. One, Goloka Vrindavan, Braj, and another department is the eternal playground of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So there, the pujari is, you know everything, Sri Advaita Acharya. He performs the puja. You know what Srivas does? He throws flowers during the aratik. During the next Nam Yagya, I want to start such a program where we do some flower throwing. I hope the demigods cooperate and give many, many pushpas from the sky. Gadadha fans, I had said this, and Shuklambara puts a cooling chandan on Lord Chaitanya's head. There's one singer of who sings. His name is Madhava and Vasu Ghosh. These are brothers, actually two of them. They sing sweet ragas, and then Vrakeshwara dances, and it is said while dancing he begins to experience the deep rasas of bhakti in his heart. My dear devotees, when you really dance for Lord Krishna's pleasures, you will feel at one stage also that from the spiritual world some rasa, some very sweet taste comes. We call it kirtan rasa, which comes into the heart. So Vrakeshwara gets into this rasa, and then he really begins to dance. We cannot describe Vrakeshwara's dancing to you. It is just, you would not believe it, or you would faint. So we will not attempt to do it. Lord Chaitanya looks at Vrakeshwara and the other devotees, and he thinks to himself, how wonderfully these devotees dance in extreme madness of love of Godhead. Shiva and Brahma are there and begin to shiver and cry in great delight because it's so beautiful what they see. After the arati is finished, the devotees come forward and all do their individual worship of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with flowers, betel and prayers. My dear devotees, if you wish to become more deep in Krishna consciousness, please also worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Take some flowers and prayers to a nice picture of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It will give you some transcendental pleasure in your heart. And then Gauranga talks with everyone about Krishna. They enjoy Krishna Katha, how Krishna came when Srimati Radharani was dressed by her girlfriends, and how Srimati Radharani was only meditating, when will Krishna see this extraordinary beauty? So then Krishna came from the back while Radharani looked into the mirror to see the decoration. When Radharani saw that there was in the mirror a second person, Krishna, she became so shy, she immediately covered herself, and all the sakis laughed, then everyone, all the associates of Lord Chaitanya also laughed, what Krishna always does, and then they discuss this. This is going on in the spiritual world, in the parallel department in Goloka Vrindavan. So, they hear how, when Lord Chaitanya hears how Radharani only wants to meet Krishna in that time of the day, he becomes very anxious until finally someone says, and now Radharani is in the forest of Vrindavan. The forest, which is now a little dark, becomes bright by her golden effulgence. And she sees a tree, a dark tree, and runs to the tree and thinking it is a desire tree, who can fulfill her desire, and embrace the tree. And then she says, my dear tree, please allow me to meet Krishna. Then the tree begins to embrace her. And she sees it is Krishna again. And she wants to run away. No, it's not proper. You are a young boy and I'm a young girl in the midst of the night. It is not she tries to escape, but one gopi said, no, meet your Pran Vallabhai, your Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya hears all this and he gets up and dances. Finally they have met Radha and Krishna. And then the next flow of pastimes takes place. Yes. At this time, now, the evening kirtan start. Tomorrow is our kirtan night, by the way. Today is our bhajan night. And yesterday was also our bhajan night. We do very much the same things, as you have noticed. For this kirtan, only personal associates are allowed. Please let us call at... tell their names. Vidyanidhi, Haridasa, Gangadas, Jagadananda, Garuda, Govinda, Gopinath, Jagadish, Sadashiva, and of course Brakeshvara. Who's Brakeshvara? Yes. Tansere e cantare. And then they do some wonderful kirtans. Mukunda takes one group, Govinda Datta takes another group, Srivas takes yet another group, and they do these beautiful kirtans. A little while ago, some years, maybe 3 years or 4 years, I do not remember, we were able to go to Shiva Sangam at this time of the day. It's about 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. And my dear devotees, we did a kirtan. We had the devotees of Radha Gopinath temple there. Radhanath Maharaj was leading us in a parikrama, and the devotees were very, very wonderful, sweet devotees, and we did kirtan at the same time. And many of us had the experience that actually there is an overlapping of kirtan. It is mystical. Please do kirtan at that time. You will not believe the experience. Once Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur left the Chaitanya Mart where he resided all alone. It was midnight and his servants thought, oh no, what is Guru Maharaj doing? I have to protect him. Maybe he's in ecstasy and he will fall in the Ganga. So he followed 50 meters behind the tall figure of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. All of a sudden, they saw a very unusual kirtan group. They were all dressed very nicely, had brilliant effulgent bodies, and danced. And it was such a kirtan with ragas, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had never, the servant had never heard. So later, he asked Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, I'm sorry, Guru Maharaj, I followed you in the night. I only wanted to protect you, and I saw these unusual people. And I saw how they paid their obeisances to you. Who were they? And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, oh, these were the demigods who are on their way, to the kirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Wonderful, isn't it? There is even, who of you have been in the Jagannath Mandir in Mayapur? Also quite some. There is one guard who tells the following story, that in the night he is guarding the property with a long spear, Bengal, and he saw one, and he was hiding in a tree to see if anyone would come and steal the deities or steal, I don't know what. And as he was in that forest, it's where these mango trees are, he saw a wonderful person, effulgent, tall like this, he looked at him when he was in the tree. He said, no, don't worry, said the person in a human language. Where is Srivastangam, where the kirtan is going on? I want to go. It was another demigod who wanted to join the kirtan. Hare Krishna. What do you think? Isn't this ecstatic to know that the pastimes are going on? So we are now talking of what is going on in the spiritual world. I mean, Mayapur is also the spiritual world in this, but in this universe, and that is, I mean, we point like this, but it's really foolish to point, because there is no room and space like we know it. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya was in the mood of God when he did this kirtan. And we will hear on Wednesday the time he would, for instance, dance, and then all of a sudden stop dancing, and some fortunate soul saw a flute appearing. A crown, blue skin, and it was Krishna Chaitanya. But the time, I will not talk about this, when he was in the mood of, or is in the mood of God. Sometimes he's in the mood of the devotee. I will talk about this. Then he dances. The way Lord Chaitanya dances, you can only compare with, if you take a torchlight in the midst of the dark night, and you whirl it around, and it looks like on Bhakta Stipica's art photography. Bhakta Stipica has progressed into the art of digital camera, but it's art. You know, like I saw Gorgadada on the. You will become a famous person soon, Gorgadada. You are offering aratik to the deities, but Stipica has photographed it with a tripod. Tripod, what is it called? Rudy. And then it looks that there is a circle of light around Gorgadatta. And if you wouldn't know it, you would think he has reached yesterday self-realization. It's possible. We will interview him later, but you see that this divine light. Now, when Lord Chaitanya was dancing, his whole body was so full of light that it looked like circles of light. A firebrand, Chaitanya Bhagavat says. Sometimes when he is in the mood of God, he, in the midst of the kirtan, begins to lift the foot like this, and then all the devotees come and worship the foot and take the foot on the head and try to get the dust. But at other times, when he is in the mood of the devotee, he changes in this mood. Then he dances and falls in ecstasy, and during when he's on the ground, Advaitacharya comes and take the foot and take the dust. And then Lord Chaitanya wakes up and he feels bereft. Bereft. Vishnu, this sounds the right word, dear Vishnu. Without Krishna Bhakti. Because here comes a secret. When you touch a devotee's foot, you get his bhakti. Somehow it comes through there. That's why we worship the shoes of the spiritual master, and we put it on our head. Like when Prabhupada was there, his shoes were never on the ground when he was in his room. They were always, you know, and we all were there. This is certainly nothing to be shown in the public eye. Yes, the mercy of the devotee goes through the feet, and therefore it has a great effect for us. Why? Because the feet are closest to us who are so low. Yes. So, but this time he comes out of his ecstasy, and he asks the question, who has stolen my bhakti? He asked again, who has stolen my bhakti? The devotees don't want to say Advaita Acharya, because then they get in trouble with Advaita. But then Mahaprabhu asked desperately, who has stolen my bhakti? And one devotee goes like this. And then Lord Chaitanya runs to Advaita Acharya. No, 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 says Advaita Acharya. They begin to wrestle, and finally the old man falls down, and Lord Chaitanya takes the dust from his feet. Hare Krishna. All were present. Shiva, Shuka, Narada, Prahlad, Lakshmi, Uddhava. Yes, they all are present in the divine Leela. When Lord Chaitanya was in this earth, I'm mixing the two, as you noticed, what is going on in the earth, what is going on there. The kirtan went sometimes up till 2 o'clock in the morning. So it's not unusual when it becomes a little late. Please don't think it is untraditional. It is traditional. And then, before Lord Chaitanya goes home, he relaxes in the courtyard. He lies there under a tree, totally in ecstasy. Sometimes he takes all his associates and says, let's take a bath in the Ganga. And then they take a moonlit bath in the Ganga. And then he comes home, and then he eats. Who has cooked? Sachimata. Yes, Sachimata. Vishnupriya helps her. So both answers are correct. And then Lord Chaitanya eats this wonderful prasadam. What is the favorite preparation of Lord Chaitanya? Shak is green spinach. There are many varieties in Mayapur, and if you meet Jai Pataka Maharaj, he will be able to tell you the varieties, some of the most of the varieties. Yes. Then after the prasadam is taken by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vishnupriya eats the remnants. She will not eat anything which is not coming from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this earth, when Lord Chaitanya took sannyas and left Vishnupriya, do you know what she ate? Rice. She chanted her rounds, and as many rounds as she would chant, she would put one rice corn aside. So when she chanted 16 rounds, like we, she chanted more, then she will get such a handful of rice. I'm sometimes thinking, if we want to increase the Hare Krishna movement, we need to increase our rounds, because Hare Krishna movement means glorifying Krishna. And I'm thinking one of the ways to do it would be to tell the devotees, you can only eat as much rice as you chant rounds. But I would think this is not good, because we don't want to push love of Godhead. This doesn't work. But amazing. Maybe what someone can do, he can count 64 grains of rice, and then we can cook it and see how much it is. I would really like to see it. Is he a cook who has free time? Is it too eccentric for you, this experiment? Or why not? If someone of you feels inspired, I don't want to demand it from anyone. He will bring tomorrow two pots, one with 16 rice corns, so that we have an idea, and one with 64. Can you do it? In a little cup, so that the devotees can see. Preferably a transparent cup, so that it's easy to see. But you must see that the rice is not too big, like eating rice, huh? Not like no atomic genetic manipulation, please. Hare Krishna. Just to see. And then after eating, Gauranga lies down, and Vishnupriya comes and massages his lotus feet. Vishnupriya is also Lakshmi Devi, and she massages the feet of her Lord. Sometimes it happens that Lord Nityananda and Gadadhara and others come with Lord Chaitanya and rest with Lord Chaitanya in great delight, just next to him. Hare Krishna. Now, I want to end the session by telling you a verse from the Chaitanya Bhagavat. These pastimes are being performed by Gauraraya up till today. From time to time, some fortunate souls catch a glimpse of it and can see them. This is what is going on in the evening. Exchanges with devotees, Krishna Katha, a Ganges bath, Ganga puja, an arati to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where all the demigods come, sufficient amounts of jubilant dancing, meditating about Krishna Leela, resting, what else? Worship of Lord Vishnu. This is what we are meant for. And it is good, my dear devotees, if we hear about this, so that we have an aim in our life. The whole spiritual technique of our sadhana is to bring us to one very important point. The point is that we pass the exam. Today I spoke to a young student who prepares constantly for exams. You also have exams. The exam of life is when we sit down, or better, we pass this exam usually by lying down. It's a lying down exam. It's called death. That is coming for all of us. Even for our 14-year-old young devotee, your name? Sven. Sven? It's a Swedish name. Yeah, Sven. I have friends like this too. Yeah, it will come, the exam. And in that time, you will be tested only on one point. Only one question. How absorbed are you in Krishna? So during this life, we have to learn to become absorbed in Krishna. During this summer camp, we have to really work on becoming absorbed on Krishna. May I criticize you a little bit? No? Good. Will you absolve me from the heavy load of Vaishnava apparat? Because we should not criticize Vaishnavas. No? Yes. Yesterday after the kirtan, when the sound vibration was over, immediately many talks were there. Where's pizza? When do we go to rest? Were you absorbed during the kirtan? If so, is it possible to switch so suddenly to other subjects? These are questions which we must ask ourselves, not because we need to criticize ourselves, but because we have to see what have we learned in our life so that we pass the exam. It's very, very important to be absorbed. Whatever you do, learn to be absorbed in what you do. When you are in the Arctic, I will now sing for Radha Kunya Bihari. Be absorbed in them. It's very important. Then you will make the exam. When you eat prasadam, wow, this is Krishna's prasadam. Wonderful. Absorb yourself. When you talk with a devotee, be there in the talk, not somewhere else. Give your best. Yes, there are many, many ways to learn the art of absorption. And my dear devotees, I can guarantee you, the minute you have learned the art of absorption, your life will spiritualize. But until that moment, you will not yet experience all the gifts which Krishna consciousness has for you. This art of being absorbed starts, of course, by becoming mindful of what you're doing. Konzentrierate. And then it goes further. You direct the flow of your mind from the material energy to spiritual subject matters. That's a little bit more difficult, but it is possible. And finally, you are in the state where you are absorbed in Krishna. 24 hours. And then you can pass the test and go back to Goloka Vrindavan and lose all fear, even of death. Hare Krishna, I have come to the end. This last point was made in relationship to Gauranga Lila Smaranam, that the Lord has daily has lists of activities and devotees think about them to become absorbed in them. So this was for today. A personal note, I cannot say to you how much I'm thankful that you come and encourage me by your kind attention and interest in the subject matter. And it's such a, after many years of lecturing, I have noticed the devotees are so kind when they are interested, because then you become more absorbed when you give the lecture. You have to think, how will I say it, and what details I can remember that I can tell them to the devotees for their pleasure, so on. So thank you very much for giving me the service to talk about Lord Chaitanya. This is the best thing present you have given me. Hare Krishna, I'm very thankful, I really mean it. Hari Bol. Do you have any question at this moment? A short question. Yes, Udata Prabhu. Yes. When is the time of the Gaura Arati, you wish to know? Mm-hmm. Well, it's at the dusk time. Dusk means when the light of the day goes out and it becomes dark, because the idea of arati means to drive away the darkness which can be inauspicious. So if you do an arati to Lord Chaitanya, you want to drive out inauspiciousness, and it's usually done at around in the spiritual world at around 8:24 it starts. 8:24. But the lights go on earlier. When the Lord goes already to the place where the Aratik is, the lamps want to serve Lord Chaitanya, and they go on bling. so that there is not even one trace of darkness on his path. The lamps of Navadvip. Great devotees. Yes, there in the spiritual world, even the I just read in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, the dice are also devotees. So when Lord Chaitanya plays and Lord Krishna plays with Rukmini in Dvaraka, he encourages the dice to play nicely. I do don't know if he encouraged them to win or to lose, but they follow his advice. Hare Krishna. I think when we hear such details, we can go in two directions. I will only say the one direction. This is so good and so special, it must be true. No human being can think of this and invent it. Okay, any other question which you might have at this moment? Can you tell us a story from Scandinavia where the devotees were protected? Yes, let's play. Are you interested in? Yeah. Yes. First of all, you need to know something about Scandinavian roads, because it's an auto story. In Scandinavia, there's so many rocks that the roads are carved into the landscape by dynamite explosions. They have to make the roads there. And One Sankirtan devotee, one Sankirtan driver went with the van full of sleeping brahmacharis to drive to the next town. And he came into this area where on the left and on the right of the road there were the rocks, because the road was made into the rocks. He came to a part where he was driving between a long truck, and because the road was always going like this and this, he could never overtake. Finally, he said, "This is too much. I'm driving 1 hour after this slow truck. Up till now, no car has come. I will overtake. Please never do this if you don't see that the road is free. So he accelerated. It was a Chevy van. And he came to half of the truck. Then he saw a car was coming with full speed from the other direction. And he knew it would be a head-on crash. So fast, you know the word. Very good. So he had 5 sleeping brahmacharis in his car or van who had no time to prepare themselves for death because they were sleeping. He just started to chant, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And then what choice he had? To pull the brakes, the car would get him. To put the accelerator, the car would get him a fraction of a second earlier. To go right was not possible. And to go left was also not possible because the rocks were there. He was surrounded by death and the holy name. So he chanted, Krishna, Krishna, desperately, save me, save me. No, only Krishna. And at that, and closed his eyes and took a left turn. And he expected the hit by either the car or the wall. But the car was going, ping, 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 ping. Am I dreaming this? Ping, 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 ping. Finally he opened and he came. He was driving on a road. Now normally in Scandinavia there are sometimes roads. Let us say this is the highway. Yes. Here is the truck. And here our devotee Chevy man is. Yes, you have the idea. So, right? Yes. This is the direction. Up there, through the tent. So sometimes there are roads which come on these roads. They are cut by highway authorities. Like this, where the wood is transported from the forest to here, yes, so that it can be transported in the next IKEA furniture factory. but you know, the road which was there when he overtook went like this. Is it clear? Schräg. Wie sagt man schräg? Across. Which is unusual because this is more economic because from both sides wood can be transported. It was such a typical arrangement of Krishna. What more proof do you need that Krishna protects his devotees who chant and take shelter in his lotus feet? Are you satisfied? Good. No need. You are very kind. I want to end now the class. Jean-Philippe, we are in the same car. We can talk in the car about your question. We will have our bhajan evening with Purna Chandra and other bhajaneros. And it will start something like 7:00. That's in quarter of an hour. There will not be any dancing aratik. We will sit down and chant some very sweet bhajans, I'm informed, of Vrindavan, Braj bhajans, with very much temperament and new melodies and contents, our Purnachanda will present these to you. Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu will also come, and others. So, thank you all very much. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Sri Sri Radha Kunya Bihari ki jai. Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bo.
Tak pričekati. Jedan bakta je zamolio bilo koga tko je pronašao jedan bijeli čadar koji je jučer bio ostavljen ovdje u templu, da ga možda odnese tamo na ovaj štand. Ako ga iko vidio, jako je bitno da dobije ga čim prije. Druga molba dolazi od malo starijih bakta, koji su ljubazno molili da one bakte koji odnose.
You know, there was a time when I could not look at movies where Prabhupada was so frail, zerbrechlich, and where he was on his bed and where he had to be carried. I always would cry and would leave the movie. There was a time when we often showed this movie, You Ever Well Wish, and there's this last scene of Prabhupada in his deathbed. I like when I think of Prabhupada in this last moments, how, for instance, his body was once covered with talcum powder to reduce the swelling, and then how Prabhupada just started to laugh all of a sudden. Everyone was crying, oh, you must feel so much suffering, and Prabhupada laughed. Now I look like Lord Shiva. And he thought it was the biggest joke in the universe, and he laughed. Oh, there are other such things. Or when in the last day, Prabhupada just went totally, he preached for all his life, the last day he just went into Radha Krishna Leela, and he showed this deepest signs of the Ashta Sattvika Bhavas on his body. I like to think of Prabhupada like this, a person from another dimension, a person who sees the world totally different. Sometimes Prabhupada, he would cry tears of compassion. He would think about his disciples who would themselves make their lives so difficult because they were not on the transcendental platform. He was just crying and so on and so forth. I must tell you also, in my one very private meeting with Prabhupada, I was massaging him at that time, when all of a sudden I noticed he was not really there. Can you imagine to massage a body and you know he is not there? At that time, the Prabhupada's transcendental influence.